skip now one kina. The kina Lamed Vav, the first of the Tzion kinos, as I mentioned earlier, the third category of kinos that we recite this morning. The Tzion kinos, which according to the Rav, are intended to describe the beauty of Yerushalayim before the Churban, to enable us to better appreciate the loss of Yerushalayim, since we never were privy to witness it in its original beauty. Written by Behuda Halevi, lived in the late 1000s, early 1100s. Very well known for his intense ahava for Eretz Yisrael. He undertook a journey to go to Eretz Yisrael. Towards the end of his life, we know that he arrived in Alexandria, Egypt, a year before he died, in 1140. From there he went to Cairo, and he was intending to set sail to Egypt, to Israel from Cairo. He died in 1141. We don't know if he actually made it to Eretz Yisrael or not. But he describes so eloquently in his Sefer HaKuzari how Jews must yearn for Eretz Yisrael. And he writes that the Melech HaKuzarim said that you Jews, you say Rachem al Tzion ki hi beis chayenu, but it's a minhag mi bilti kavana. You don't mean it. You just say it. And in response, Sefer HaKuzari writes, Hovashtani Melech Kuzar, you have ashamed me. V'ho'ovan hazeh hu asher mina anu mihashlamas masha ya'adnu bohe Elokim b'vayis hasheni. This is what has prevented us from fully realizing that which we were promised. Because just as in Bayis Sheni, says Sefer HaKuzari, not all the Jews returned to Eretz Yisrael. Many of them stayed in Bavel. They preferred the Golus, the Avodah, their homes in Golus. That's why the second Beis HaMikdash was not as great as the first. And so too says Rabbi Levi in the Sefer Kuzari, Ata Sokum Trachem Tzion, that God will only have compassion on rebuilding Yerushalayim. When that time to favor Yerushalayim comes, when is that time? When your servants truly yearn for the stones of Eretz Yisrael, and they favor the dirt of Eretz Yisrael, when God sees in us that intense desire, that intense yearning to return to Eretz Yisrael, then and only then, says Rabbi Yehuda Levi in the Sefer Kuzari, we'll be fortunate to see the fulfillment of the promise of Ata Sokum to Rachem Tzion, Ki Eish Lechanina, Ki Vamoed. In fact, there is a fascinating comment thought from the Panovich Rav, Rav Kahaneman, who quotes the Ramban HaTorah, who says, L'shichno Sidrushu V'asa Shama, you have to seek out Yerushalayim. The Ramban says that when the Jews would be Ol L'Regel, they'd have to ask for directions. Which way to Yerushalayim? How do I get to Yerushalayim? And the idea, says of Kahaneman, is that in contrast to when a Jew is going to an Eir Miklat, a city of refuge, after having murdered by accident, by mistake, there we know halacha mandates. There should be signposts everywhere. This way to the Eir Miklat, this way to the Eir Miklat, so everyone knows where to go. They don't need to ask which way to the Eir Miklat. Why were there no signs this way to Yerushalayim? So if Kahaneman said, because when a Jew kills someone by mistake, we don't want people to talk about it. We don't want people to know. It's a tragedy. It was neglect. Keep it quiet. Just go to where you have to go. Go to the Eir Miklat. There are signs here. If you have to go there, go there. But Yerushalayim, if people are going to be Ol L'Regel, we want it to be the talk of the town. How do I get to Yerushalayim? Oh, he's going to Yerushalayim. Oh, me too. We want people to be looking. How do I get there? Which way to Yerushalayim? We want the people to talk about it. Excitement. Chazal said that when Elkanah, the father of Shmuel HaNavi, would be Ol L'Regel to the Mishkan in Shiloh, it was the same thing. He would bring people with him because every time he'd go, he'd pass through one village, another town, another city, be talking about him, going to be Ol L'Regel to the Mishkan. That would cause an excitement, a discussion in the city, in the town. People would go with him. That's l'shichna sidrishu of Asa Shama, to yearn to go to Yerushalayim, to yearn to go back to Eretz Yisrael. Only then, v'izocha ta'asakam t'rachim tziyam. And here, Yehuda Levi in this kina describes how Sham Hashchina Shchunolach v'yotzrech pasach l'mul sharei shachak sharayach. That this is where the Shechina resides. This is where the gates to the heaven can be found. Speaks of Yerushalayim as b'makom asher ruach Elokim shfucha al b'chirayach. It's a place where there is ruach hakodesh that's accessible. This is a place that is spiritually more sensitive. One can attain so much more spiritually. He himself refers perhaps to what he wrote in Sefer HaKuzari, ve'ertza avanayach lema'od v'achonein afarayach. I desire truly your stones, your dirt, the soil of Yerushalayim. Speaks of ba'amdi alei kibros avosai, the joy that he dreams of when standing sometime to come over the graves of our fathers in Hebron. He speaks of chayei neshamos avir artzeich, how the ear, the very ear of Eretz Yisrael is chayei neshamos, it provides us with spiritual nourishment. The existence in Eretz Yisrael, the existence in Yerushalayim is on a different level. And he concludes by saying, ashrei onesh yivchar v'yikraf v'yishkon b'chatzerayach. Fortunate is the one who comes to dwell in your courtyards. And then, as if a reference perhaps to himself and so many others who couldn't, Asher mechake v'yagia v'yira alos areich. And fortunate are the ones who at least anticipate and desperately await that time when they will be able to enjoy watching the light in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Tzion alos yishalu v'shalam asirayim tosh yishalimeich.